Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 21st. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 58%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02. The dew point is 17 degrees, and the current wind chill is 23 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In western Kansas, 2023 brought a mix of news for groundwater. J.P. Bizet explains.
Some areas saw increases after timely rains, while others continued to struggle with dry conditions. Overall, groundwater levels declined by 0.17 feet. Good news for GMD 4 in the northwest with a significant increase, but GMD 3 saw declines impacting irrigation in counties like Finney, Seward, Haskell, Stevens, and Ford. Despite challenges, there's hope for recovery with rain. Updates available online from the Kansas Geological Survey.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that GAF, North America's largest roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, will invest more than $300 million in Newton by building a new shingle plant. The estimated 275,000 square foot facility will create more than 130 high-skilled manufacturing jobs in management, engineering, and operations. Construction will begin in June of this year and production in 2027. They'll reach full capacity by 2029. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. For the first time in 4 years, Medicaid expansion was up for discussion at the Kansas State House on Wednesday. Supporters and opponents presented their cases during a joint informational hearing with the Senate Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Committee on Public Health and Welfare. And later in the afternoon before the House Committee on Health and Human Services. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter spoke on behalf of the Kansas Sheriff's Association, saying Medicaid expansion would help counties cover health care costs for inmates, as currently the burden falls on the counties. Other supporters included physicians and hospital CEOs. Governor Kelly has pushed the issue since she was elected in 2018. She said expanding Medicaid would increase eligibility for an estimated 150,000 Kansans, including the uninsured. The governor also said Medicaid expansion would help rural hospitals as communities lose clinics and face staffing shortages. Republican leadership in the state house has resisted this, saying more options for private insurance would be a better solution. They said expanding Medicaid would cost the state and hurt healthcare marketplace incentives. Earlier this month, the governor said she hoped to use North Carolina as an example for Kansas after Republican Democratic leaders in their state passed a bipartisan Medicaid expansion proposal. Legislators from that state also testified during Wednesday's hearings. According to the latest labor report, unemployment inched up in January to 1.9% from 1.3% in December in Kansas. Unemployment remains very low across northwest Kansas, with all counties below 2.5%, with the exception of Trigo County at 3.3% and Graham County at 3.4%. Locally, Phillips, Smith, and Norton counties were 2% and Decatur County 2.1%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.6% for the state in January, which is unchanged from 2.6% in December and a decrease from 2.8% in January of 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,200 from December and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs decreased by 1,800 over the month, while government increased by 600. Since January 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 8,500, and this change is due to an increase of 7,000 private sector jobs and an increase of 1,500 government jobs. The Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that there will be two virtual hiring events happening this month, the Spring Hiring Event and the State Agency Virtual Job Fair, and both are being hosted by Kansas Works. The Spring Hiring Event started Wednesday, March 20th, and will run through Tuesday, March 26th. This event will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day to allow job seekers the opportunity to virtually visit employers' booths and apply for open positions. Registration is required to participate in the spring hiring event. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the Kansas Commerce team is working nonstop to keep up with the economic and new jobs being added throughout the state, and they welcome Kansans who want to expand their skill sets and help ensure Kansas is the best place to live, work, and play. State agencies are always looking for new talent to help improve Kansas, and the virtual job fair allows those looking for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating agencies. The state agency virtual job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 27th, and registration is required to participate in state agency virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. The State Agency Virtual Job Fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting the nearest Workforce Center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. For more information on the virtual job fairs and how to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com. In Nebraska news, a woman was arrested Tuesday after sneaking contraband into a Lincoln prison last year. According to an arrest affidavit, on July 1st, 31-year-old Michaela Jones and a child visited an inmate at the Nebraska State Penitentiary, where security video captured Jones reaching into her waistband and giving an unknown item to the inmate, and they were using the child as cover and distraction from security staff. The inmate was searched after the visit, and staff found two pieces of an unknown item wrapped in clear tape. The contraband later tested positive for K2, a synthetic form of marijuana. And an arrest warrant was issued last week. Jones was charged with two felonies, and a Lancaster County judge set her bond at $2,000. She must pay $200 to be released from jail. 36-year-old Samuel Payrot pled not guilty on March 13th to seven felony charges, including second-degree assault and second-degree assault on an officer, after he was accused in a skid loader rampage in Southeast Lincoln. Payrot is accused of damaging eight vehicles, including a police cruiser, on January 14th at a U-Stop and Home Depot near 70th Street and Nebraska Parkway. According to police, a man inside one of the vehicles suffered minor injuries, and Payrot also damaged two street signs, an ATM, and the front entrance of the Still Liquor Store. The rampage caused an estimated $114,000 in damage. Officers took Payrot into custody at gunpoint, and investigators said they suspected him of being under the influence of drugs due to his erratic behavior. It's unknown when Payrot will next appear in court. 30-year-old Sebastian Dunbar pled not guilty on Tuesday to first-degree murder, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and child abuse for the shooting death of a superior woman. A pretrial hearing is scheduled in Knuckles County District Court for May 21st. Court records indicate that 35-year-old Molly Gruber suffered a gunshot wound in the back. The two had a fight after Dunbar claimed that he was trying to remove Gruber from his house, and the affidavit indicates Dunbar was outside the home when he fired a rifle into the front door. The bullet went through the door and struck Gruber, and she later died at a Superior hospital. Photos taken by investigators indicated wounds on both Dunbar and Gruber, which indicated a physical fight between the two. A Nebraska State Patrol press release indicated the fight happened on December 17th, and the couple's two-year-old child is in the care of a foster family under state supervision. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is looking for ways to replace the statewide gas tax with a program that could put up to $100 in the pockets of Kansas drivers. Each time you go to the gas pump, a portion of what you pay goes towards maintaining the roads and bridges in Kansas, but as Kansans drive more fuel-efficient cars, fewer people are paying at the pump. Because of this, the Kansas Department of Transportation is exploring what is being called a road usage charge, or RUC, for drivers. This program would charge drivers by the miles they drive instead of paying at the pump, and this could replace gas taxes as a new way of funding. Most states already using a road usage charge are on the East and West Coasts, and the Kansas Department of Transportation is leading this federally funded Midwest RUC study in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. Kansas is looking for people to participate in a three-month test drive of a real RUC experience, which is expected to start in the spring of 2024. And the Kansas Department of Transportation is paying drivers up to $100 for their feedback to help better understand funding of roads in the future. For more information, you can visit ike.ksdot.gov/RUC-study. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, March 11th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission that the spring cleanup will be held on April 15th, 16th, and 17th, and the rules for the cleanup will be posted in the Telegram and on the county webpage. Ted also reported that beginning on April 20th, the Solid Waste Department will be open half days on Saturdays. Ted then provided information to the commission on the disposal of lithium batteries. The collection and disposal of lithium batteries require special boxes for shipping, and Ted stated that until just recently, the boxes were supplied to the county. However, this service is being discontinued, and now the county will have to purchase the special disposal boxes. Ted provided the purchase information on the boxes from various vendors, and the best price was $160 per set. Rebecca Wetter with the Central Republican Committee was in to visit with the commission about upcoming informational meetings. Rebecca stated that they would like to host quarterly meetings with local entities present to share legislative information and to give the local entities an opportunity to share as well. The first meeting is scheduled for April 20th at TNC Kitchen. Jordan Detmer, PE, with Penco Engineering, was in to report the opening of the Kansas Department of Transportation cost-share programs, and Jordan provided cost estimates for a 2-inch overlay on the Eagles Road, which could be submitted for consideration with a 60-40 split, though the estimate did not include the design and inspection fees. After a discussion, the commission authorized Jordan to proceed with an application. Terry Nelson spoke with the commission on reevaluating the neighborhood revitalization program that was allowed to expire a few years ago. A good discussion was held on the advantages of having incentives for attracting business and buildings of homes, and the commission stated that they would visit with County Appraiser Alan Hale and review possible options for the program. Several mid-month checks were presented to the commission for approval, and upon review, the checks and vouchers were signed and approved as submitted. After an executive session for the purpose of non-elected personnel to include Bob Kaus with maintenance and County Clerk Robert Wyatt, the commission returned to regular session with no action taken. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the February 29, 2024 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until March 18th. Memorial services for Brian Gritz Urban, 61, formerly of Norton, will be held tomorrow, Friday, March 22nd at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Thursday, March 21st, also at the funeral home. A private family interment will be held at a place special to Grits, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Public Library and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pig in a blanket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 61 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 42 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, which should become west after midnight. The winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. For Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 54 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 28. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather report, on Saturday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 59 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 41 and breezy. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 58%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02. The dew point is 17 degrees. And the current wind chill is 23 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas is a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and will take on 13 seed Samford tonight from Salt Lake City. And star center Hunter Dickinson says the team is going to try to rally around Kevin McCullough Jr.'s absence.
We were obviously all, you know, hoping he'd play because, he's, one of the best players, not just on our team, but in the country. But we've seen, the amount of work that he's put in to try to get back, especially me personally, because, I was rehabbing my shoulder and my knees and my hips and stuff like that. So I was in the training room with him. And he's been doing, 2 to 3 sessions every day for the past, 2 months. And so, it's not his fault by any means. But it just wasn't feeling right. I was with him when he was trying it out. And, he's just going through a lot of pain. Wish the best for him. Hope that, he can get back as soon as possible. But I feel like we got a good group of guys that are going to try to rally around him and try to win a couple games here for him.
Tip-off between the Jayhawks and Bulldogs is set for 8:55 p.m. on TBS. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairie Land Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1-3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at PrairieLandPartners.com to learn more.
Prairie Land Partners.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Office in downtown Wichita. Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's attorneys, a partner men can count on. CordellCordell.com.
Paid for by Cordell & Cordell.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, we're watching an upper-level low-pressure system currently over New Mexico that will pass over Oklahoma and Texas today. Most of the rain from that low will stay to the south of us. However, clouds increase with highs remaining in the 60s further north, near 70 further south. Low pressure will push a cold front to the southeast by tomorrow morning. Scattered areas of light rain develop behind the front as a much deeper low pressure system moves in Saturday. But we'll likely have warm air mixing in ahead of it, and that will develop some light rain Saturday morning, possibly light snow in north central Kansas. Stronger system coming in Saturday night and Sunday, with colder air arriving by Monday. Northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy, 62 in north central Kansas. Sunny in mid-60s in the northeast part of the state. Partly cloudy, 65 today in the southwestern corner of Kansas. A few areas of rain in south central Kansas with a high in the upper 60s. And in southeastern Kansas, scattered storms with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets taking advantage of the dollar index's drop yesterday afternoon following the Federal Reserve's announcement that they're keeping interest rates at their current levels but are anticipating 3 drops later in the year. The corn markets May up 4 at 443, July up 3 and 3 quarters at 456, and December up 3 and a quarter at 478. May soybeans up 7 and a half at 1217, July up 7 and a quarter at 1230 and a half, November up 7 and a half, 1207 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat May up 6 and a quarter at 586 and three quarters. July up 5 and three quarters at 579 and a half. Chicago wheat May up 6 and a quarter at 551 and a quarter, and July up 5 and three quarters at 566 a bushel. Dow futures at 40,028, up 88 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures both higher. This is the Kansas Ag Network.